Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. My guest this week is Fisheries Division Chief Greg Power. We're going to talk about fishing and fish in general. First off, Greg, anglers are going to need a new license very soon.
Yeah, it's that time of the year. April 1st technically begins a new fishing season, and everybody come April 1st needs to have a new fishing license.
North Dakota now, unlike Minnesota, who makes a very big thing out of their fishing opener in mid-May and things, we have year-round fishing here. Why?
It wasn't always that case. I believe in 1993 we went to year-round fishing. Prior to that, we had the closure that occurred about this time, mid-March, and then it reopened the first weekend of May. But in the early 90s, we had some internal discussions, and one thing that we knew that the anglers, an opportunity that was missing for anglers were pike fishing, spring pike fishing. And historically, we had the season closed. So we were careful about it initially. We were concerned about maybe some over-harvest in certain areas occurring. And now what it's been going on 25 years that we've had year-round fishing statewide, and we haven't seen any issues whatsoever. You know, at the same time, too, in 93, we went to four lines for ice fishing. So we kind of liberalized things. Again, we had to watch things, but as it turned out, we've just given a lot more fishing opportunity out there without really any impacts to the fisheries.
We get a lot of effort, fishing effort, and hours in the spring.
Absolutely.
On the Missouri River, wherever there's open water.
And it doesn't complicate things, you know, and it's worked out really well. The biology of it, first off, most of our lakes are stocked. We don't have a lot of natural reproduction. In the big systems, we've had open year fishing on the Missouri River system for 40 plus years. Mm-hmm. So whether they're taking some big females in the spring of the year, and sometimes they do, it has not impacted the fishery whatsoever.
This is an off year for the proclamation. I want to talk about the fishing proclamation for a little bit, Greg. As I mentioned, this is an off year. We'd go in 2-year cycles. So you wouldn't expect that there would be a lot of changes. Are there any?
No, there aren't, and that's a good point too. I believe it was 20 years ago, 1996, that we went to a 2-year fishing proclamation. And we did that in large part just to make it even easier for anglers, that we did not want, you know, people fish to relax. They hunt and fish to relax and spend, you know, time with friends and family. And we didn't want to change rules every year. We didn't see a need for it for the most part. So we've gone to a 2-year fishing proclamation. It's been in place again for 20 years. It's worked out really well. There's issues have come up that we've had to make an amendment in that off year on the proclamation and make a change. Nothing this go around. The rules are exactly the same as they were last year.
Last year, when you did change a few things, a lot of them dealt with aquatic nuisance species. We changed some of the enforcement regulations and things like that. How's that working out?
It's worked out well. And the biggest change last year, and it was a big deal, is the zebra mussel find in the Red River. Mm-hmm. And the concerns there. So there are some specific to the Red River, there are additional regulations in place there. But drain your live wells, drain the water out of your boats when you leave. That's become pretty universal throughout the country now. There's a lag period with the education out there with the general public, but it's been pretty well accepted in enforcement. I know they wrote more tickets last year than ever for ANS violations, but I think compliance is getting better and better. And most importantly, I think just knowledge that, hey, all we gotta do is take a couple simple steps here and we can really reduce the spread of ANS throughout North Dakota. And thankfully, guess what? Last year, 2016, once again, no new infestations of ANS in our state. That's unheard of. I mean, every other state, there's new water bodies being added. We still are very clean relative to other states.
Here in a couple of weeks, Greg, we're going to start our annual fishing reports. We do them every year. They're very informative. We talk to all of the fisheries biologists in all the districts around the state. From you, I just kind of want an overview of how things are going to look this year as far as angling in general.
Yeah, we're still living the good life in North Dakota. We're, you know, I say this every year that we can't go more for new lakes, but we once again did. We're at a record number of 438 fishing lakes out there, which is a record again. Everything's a record, it seems like. We could use water. You know, we were very hopeful with that early snow that we had throughout much of the state, we'd get some significant runoff this spring. I don't know if that's going to happen. We certainly could use a couple feet of more water in a few lakes out there. Fish population-wise, the stories you're going to hear from the guys are pretty positive. Walleye, pike, perch, just about everything out there. So, I mean, and, you know, it looks like we're going to get through winter without much for winter kill. We're going to have some, but not nearly what we could have had back, you know, late December there, what we were thinking. So the outlook should be very positive. And then the other thing I should mention is, again, the big three, Sakakawea, Wahi, and Devil's Lake, you know, those are the destination fisheries. All three of them, their fisheries are in good shape too.
How about, everyone asks, it seems like in this time of year, about mountain snowpack and how that's looking as far as the Missouri River system and runoff into there. Are we okay?
Oh, we're okay for sure. There, the mountain snowpack, especially in the Yellowstone drainage, is above normal. We're going to see compared to last year, right now, I mean, and subject to change here, because a lot can change when it comes to runoff, but Wahi right now is projected to be a foot higher than it was last year. Sakakawea may be 4 or 5 feet higher. Right now they're looking at 1847, which is getting up there a little bit. And you're going to see pretty decent releases all summer long through Otto Garrison Dam, 30,000, I think, is what they're projected for releases. So the river flows through the Garrison Reach are going to be higher. Should also mention, you know, they keep talking about Devil's Lake. We're going to have a little bump in the water at Devil's Lake. It depends how the spring runoff comes off. It could be up, you know, maybe 3 feet rise in Devil's Lake. So the big waters, big systems, they got water.
Everything appears to be pretty rosy for angling in North Dakota.
They do. Again, if we could have a little runoff, especially in the extreme southeastern part of the state, Richland, Sargent counties, we have a lot of fishing lakes down there, and they really could use some water runoff down there. But otherwise, I mean, we're in great shape.
All right, Greg, thanks.
You bet.
There are a few things you need to do before you do any fishing in North Dakota. First off, you need a new license. Although the season is open year-round on all lakes in North Dakota, your license expires March 31st, and you need a new one April 1st. You can buy them online at the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. They're available at licensed vendors and most sporting goods stores across the state. You can even buy them over the phone by calling 800-406-6409. If you plan to fish from a boat, this is the year you need a new registration and stickers for your watercraft. You can get that accomplished on the Game and Fish website as well. For Greg Power and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.